Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so much for joining me. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the all-new segment of Come Get Your Miracle. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have been talking about the different episodes of Coming Get Your Miracle, and today we're featuring Outreach for the Miracle. We are actually looking to find candidates that might need a blessing that are out in the community, and just today we were able to do some outreach community work. I had a chance to speak to several people about their missions and some of their desires and ran into some old school teachers today who still hadn't fulfilled her mission. And I was able to offer some opportunities that might help her accomplish her mission. Now, we're going to be talking to you of the miracles of blessing people as an outreach ministry, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you do a lot of work in the church, but how many of you go to the community to assist and aid people who can't help themselves? And we're going to be talking about how can you make yourself a blessing to people in the community, and what are the gifts that you have that you can offer someone in your community. And here to help us talk about that is a lady from the community who is a manager over tenants in the community. She has the opportunity every day to reach out and to extend herself and be a blessing to other people in the community in the housing area here in Gary, Indiana. She's with a private organization. Her name is Lois, and I'm going to also tell you just a little bit about Lois and have her tell you more. Her name is Lois Johnson. I met her through the church. Lois and I have been working with a collaboration of bringing churches together that are diverse, bringing African-American and European churches together, Hispanic, so that we can serve the greater community of the inner city of Gary, Indiana. I was so impressed with Lois's presentation and the way she presented herself and the sincerity in what she wanted to do. I asked her to be on the show today so that I can help create a miracle for one of her tenants or some of her tenants, and we've been talking about how we can help those tenants to become better men and women and open up doors for them. I'd like to bring on Lois Johnson right now to you so she could tell us a little bit about how she has been a blessing in the community of Gary, Indiana, and how she's gone beyond the call of duty and extended herself to some of the tenants to help them. And I give you Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, are you in the atmosphere? Can you hear me? Mrs. Johnson?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. I was just telling the listening audience a little bit about how you have been a blessing by extending yourself to the greater community and assisting and aiding people who can't aid themselves. And what I like to say is that I would like to be a blessing to your community in the area of Gary, Indiana, by assisting and aiding some of the students who might be interested in advancing their careers in education. So we have to learn how to be an extension and go out to the highways and byways and be a blessing, just not just in our churches, but outside of that. So will you tell the community a little bit about some blessings that you might have extended to your tenants or some blessings that they could possibly extend, and what are the things that we have to do to be a blessing in the community?
Well, really, it's about reaching out. I'm there to link the residents to benefits and services as needed in what areas of any areas that may be of need to them in the ways of basically a lot of it is just really help from an educational standpoint. Education truly is the key, but informing them of different agencies where they're able to reach out to receive the assistance that they need that can help propel them further.
Yes, definitely. And one of the things that really interests me about the work that you do, Mrs. Johnson, is the fact that you get a chance to really, really tap into their lives, whether it be for continuing education, remediation, or whether it be for housing and getting them situated to start over. Now, there's a large amount of population who are starting over who are displaced workers, not only young people, but a large population of the elders. What have you noticed, Mrs. Johnson, in the category of elders? I understand you initially started out working with elders. What are some of the unique things about the needs of elders?
Well, as we're now embarking on seeing the biggest pool ever of seniors, now that the baby boomers have definitely reached 65, we're finding that they're aging differently as maybe past generations have aged. So today's baby boomers, their concerns are quite different. A lot of them really are technology-driven, so we're not approaching them in the same ways that we have approached seniors in the past. We find the seniors today are actually more mobile and healthier. And because people are living a lot longer, it really does open up the realm of possibilities for seniors. Today's seniors are not like yesterday's seniors.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Mrs. Johnson. I am a senior myself, and I equate myself with still being young, but some would say anyone over 60 would make them an elder. And now you're finding your 60-year-olds are acting and functioning like your 50-year-olds or your 40-year-olds. Sometimes,
absolutely,
you know, I have to remind myself that I'm a senior. So there are different needs that they have. So some of them are still dating, and some of them have the same needs that any young person would have, and people are saying, well, why are you doing that at this age? And they're like, well, I'm still feeling the zest, and I have the vigor. So I said to myself, as long as you have the energy, then you must allow the elderly people to have the same types of things that a younger person would have. And here in Gary, Indiana, we have a larger population of elders because a large percentage of our young people have moved away. And we have even forgotten how to service the elders and don't realize that there are some special things that they might need, such as they might need to have someone to assist them and carrying them to different places. Maybe some of them don't drive anymore. Maybe some of them have to have specialized glasses and prescriptions to function every day. So I found that working with the elders in Wisconsin, that they had many needs, so many needs that I didn't assume. I mean, I assumed that these would be needs that they could take care of, but these are just little things. Now, tell me a little bit about the housing area and the special company that you work for that actually assists people in the low-income area. How do they assist them? If someone wanted to get a hold of your agency to get some help, how might they find them?
They would actually contact the main office at 501 Madison, and that number is 219-886-2440. They would actually start there. Our buildings are managed through PK Management, which is based out of Richmond Heights, Ohio. However, they have purchased 28 buildings within the Gary, Indiana area. So we're scattered throughout Gary at this point, basically within a 2 to 3 mile radius. But they definitely, one would definitely want to start at 501 Madison.
Now, one of the things that is unique about Gary, by far in population, Gary, Indiana has the largest population of single-family homeowners here in the state of Indiana, and it's a little unusual to have townhouses and apartments when, in fact, most of these people used to be homeowners, but we're seeing more foreclosure. So a large population of people who used to be homeowners are becoming displaced. Wouldn't you say, Ms. Johnson?
Absolutely.
And in that displacement, you are getting different sets of needs and problems. When you're a homeowner and you have been used to owning your own property, there are certain things that you just don't have to adhere to that you would if you were living in a common area where you share a common wall. And some of the things we're seeing with young people, they don't know the benefit of longevity and staying at one address for a long time. They generally hop around a lot. But in the low-income housing, I would say that most of those people would probably be long-term residents, wouldn't you, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that because the assistance, and it's very difficult to get on those lists and to get chosen for that assistance?
Not so much that it's difficult to be chosen as it is just a waiting list in and of itself. So because it's a waiting list, you're always waiting for someone else to move, making that room available for that next tenant.
Now, I want to say something to the young population out there. Most of you know how much I really enjoy the young people, and we do the spoken word. We bring the young people in to talk about hip-hop, and we talk about the problems that are germane to the African-American black hip-hop community. Now, I want to speak to you young people out there. I want you to know that Mrs. Johnson is very, very agile to working with younger people, and she has a gift and a niche for this. And it's very rare that you find someone that's sensitive to the needs of young people. And I want to say that we will be in a community in about a month or so. We should be in a community out doing missionary work, where we will be actually passing our tracts, talking directly to people in the community near the Fifth Avenue area, near the Boys and Girls Club, and we'll be ministering. And this is part of a project that we've been working on, and we've committed to work with Pastor Dix in helping him to get that congregation started, which is a branch of Bethel Church in Crown Point. We have really broke off a lot. We're looking at utilizing the camps for the summer where we work with the children and remediation and tutoring. And we're also looking at working with the general population at large. I know a large amount of the needs are remediation as well as GED and assistance. So I had opted to give my skills in helping as many teachers as I can to get remediated and to also get enrolled in some type of higher-level institution to obtain some credentials and have some skills where they could go to work. Now, churches should not be put there just so they are passing out the basket. We are supposed to be laborers in the harvest in the field, and we're supposed to go out in the fields and the highways and byways and assist them. And for once, I'm a part of a church where we're not just passing the basket around, but we're actually going out there and we're being the living epistle. Now, I want to ask Mrs. Johnson some questions about the type of young people that you see these days that are looking for housing. And what kind of status income do they come from? Are they graduates from high school? Are they usually dropouts? Are they the students who slipped between the cracks who might have been in special ed and never had the transition? What type of clientele do you normally get, Mrs. Johnson?
Actually, all that you just mentioned right then and there is what we're seeing on a daily basis, the average age probably being between 18 to 25. Oftentimes, they're coming with young children as well, but they have not completed their education, and they are coming in as what's deemed as zero income, meaning they receive no income at all throughout the month. So they are assisted in every area necessary.
So then, I would say this is a miracle, because there's some of you right now sitting in your living room, don't know where your next check is going to come from, and your baby is on her last bottle of formula. You have no income coming in and no child support. You're sitting right now not realizing that this service is available to you here in the city of Gary, Indiana. And I didn't know that there was full assistance through agencies that would help with the housing as well as pay electricity. So, in other words, you're being taken care of. That's a miracle. That is a miracle these days, because I ran into a gentleman at the library who had no place to go. And I asked him, did he need a lift in somewhere? He said he didn't have anywhere else to go, and he wanted to go over to Round the Clock so he could have a meal. I tell you, for every person that I see that's put out under the highways and byways, if I had a nickel every time I saw them, I'd be rich. I was busy taking another lady to her destiny while, in fact, she had a child with her, so I was able to assist her and get her home. But I wonder right now what happened to this elderly gentleman who is on Social Security and a fixed income who probably can't even live off of Social Security. We're going to have to really make our brothers' problems our own, and we're going to have to reach out, be it white or black. We're going to have to reach out to human need, and we're going to have to be a blessing. It's time out for playing church. If you're driving in your Cadillacs, your BMWs, your Beamers, if you're driving in your Mercedes-Benz and you are looking at your congregation in pushmobiles, then you're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to take some of that money out of petty cash, and you're going to have to reestablish it and assist people. Now, we're talking about making somebody's day. We're talking about being a blessing in the community. And Mrs. Johnson, Lois Johnson, is being a blessing in the community because she's talking about her job even when she's not on her job. And we don't even have to work for 8 hours, and that's the only time that we're required to talk about our job. But here she was Sunday telling me about her employment and her job. That means she is a committed